Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's been holding talks with world leaders after conducting airstrikes on Iran that are raising fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. Tehran has responded. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
So far, they fired 200 drones. Most of them have been shot down, but we can expect ballistic missiles to be headed this way.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president this morning says he warned Iran a potential Israeli military strike on the country would be much worse than anything they know, anticipated, or were told, because Israel uses American military equipment and, quote, they know how to use it.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says economic fallout is a possibility.
If the conflict leads to a sustained period of higher oil prices, there are going to be long-term inflationary impacts.
Dow futures down 513 just ahead of the open. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay.
It's been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to the rotunda of the state capitol.
Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley has spent 30 years on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Bradley was the first woman elected to the state's top court without having first been appointed. She's the third woman on the court total, after Shirley Abrahamson and Jeanine Geske. Bradley and her colleagues reflected on her path to power at a ceremony at the Capitol on Thursday. There, they traced her roots in Richland Center to her time spent as a teacher to a legal profession that wasn't always welcoming to women.
She told us early on how she envisioned her role as a judge, and I'm quoting her, "Because the experiences of a woman are different, I will be bringing that socialization process with me, much like other judges who are hunters or fishers bring their experiences with them."
Her longtime friend, Christine Bremer Mowgli. Over her long career, Bradley's participated in roughly 28,000 cases. She's heard thousands of oral arguments and authored roughly 600 opinions. But on Thursday, her focus wasn't on the past. It was on a warning about the rule of law.
The independence of the judiciary is not a partisan value. It is a constitutional imperative. We must make sure that those who speak thoughtfully about the role of courts and the rule of law are not silent.
Chief Justice Bradley's final day in the court is July 31st. Newly elected Susan Crawford will take the seat after her.
Civic Media News Director Shelley Pittman reporting from Madison. And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
I'm just going to try to stretch and give you time there. But Terry's with us. The band's back together. We're going to have some fun on a Friday and kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm soaking wet. It is just pouring rain up here. How are you guys?
Dry.
Yeah, we actually, it's been dry. Now, it did rain a bit on and off yesterday, of course, but so far today, we've been all right. We should get her an umbrella. We need to get you. Brittany, do you have one?
Oh, of course. I've got plenty, but I'm just going to go dance in the rain.
Was that? Yeah. Oh, God, I love being in the rain. I was in it yesterday a bit, and I apologize, Brittany. That seems almost insulting to ask a weather person if they have an umbrella. That was just wrong on my part. That was. What are we looking at for the weekend?
So funny.
What are we looking at?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm taking it for the team because that line of heavy rain, the cutoff, is right between us, okay? So Mark's field is getting hit, I'm getting hit, you're staying dry, but do keep in mind this could swing a little south to you, so you're right there. Chances for rain do continue throughout the afternoon, unfortunately through tonight, kind of scatters out a little bit more tomorrow morning, and then it should start to leave the area by the evening. Now, it will stay mostly dry on Sunday, but then at night, showers and thunderstorms move through, and those continue to be the pattern as we go into next week as the heat and humidity really starts to build. So temperatures today, the coolest will be over the next 7 days. Highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow will hit the mid-70s. Sunday will flirt with 80, and then by next week, we'll be in the mid-80s, and the dew points will be humid, so keep that in mind.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward, not the humidity, but the heat. Just warmth. I'm looking forward to warmth. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Stay dry when you can, although enjoy that dancing, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Will do. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Brittany Merlot joining us. Best in the business right there. We appreciate you guys joining us. We got a lot of fun things to get into this morning. We're going to get an update from the United Way in just a moment. A little bit later. Today is the only Friday the 13th of the year, Terry.
Seriously?
Well, I found that out this morning.
A big day.
We're going to talk about that. Of course, we also got to make you a star with our Culver's Star of the Day. We'll be doing that after the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some entertainment news for you in the 10 o'clock hour. Where we'll talk about what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage. And, of course, we'll get you ready for Father's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about fathers and the type of important mentors they can be and deodorant recommenders. That is, they're both very, very in line with each other. Also, dad jokes. I want to get into the dad jokes. We have to make time for this topic. Father's Day, what joke will your dad just not let go of? There's some good ones there.
There's some really bad ones.
Oh, yes. I love them. All that coming up for you. But, Terry, if you don't mind, I know that we like to start our show off and end with an update from the United Way. We appreciate the time from you and your team. And I got to hang out with some of your team the other day because I was over at the zoo for your great book giveaway. Got to read to some of the kids a little bit. It was a lot of fun. And I want to thank them, the parents and guardians and everybody that brought the kids down. We had a really nice crowd. The zoo is a perfect location. I love any chance to be over there, and a shout out to them. But I would like to send a special shout out to Miss Kitty. She not only let me cut ahead of her, which was really nice of her and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very nice of her. Which, by the way, I should be opening for her. She's the main act.
I was going to say, what are you doing cutting?
Yeah, it's no cutting. That's the way, just as a show should go. You have the big act finish second and everything, you know? So not only that, but just couldn't be a more fun, sweet person to talk to. And I do appreciate her time being there. I think this is her third or fourth year in a row that I've seen her there. And I'm sure she has done plenty of other things throughout the year. So we do appreciate you. And thank you, Miss Kitty. I appreciate that. And it was nice to see you again. It was a really fun event. We've got a couple more days of this, Terry.
Yeah. So Great Book Giveaway is exactly what it says, right? We're giving away books to kids so that they can keep them, well, indefinitely. But it's, for summer to hopefully prevent some summer slide and some reading slide that happens with kids when they're not in school. So this is an exciting way to have new books, new to them, gently used books at home. And so we do have four events left. So this has been running all week. Today we are at the library in Adams Friendship and again at the library in Rome this afternoon. And then on Monday we will be at the YMCA here in Wisconsin Rapids, and on Tuesday at the Lester Public Library in Vesper. So we do encourage people to come on out. You can get more specifics, the times and that kind of thing on our website at uwswac.org. But basically designed to be about a 30-minute event, outdoors if possible. If not, we'll slide inside if, like today where we might get caught in the rain.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, you bring your kiddos out and they are read to by volunteers like Kitty and James and many other of our great long-term volunteers that we've had. They will come on out, read a book to the kids. Maybe it's their favorite book. Maybe it's just a book that they grab off of our table. And then kids get to pick, two or three books to take home, and they're theirs. So it's super fun.
It's a great event, and again, you could be a part of it. They got their next one coming up at 10:30 today, and as Terry said, that'll be at the Adams County Library in Adams. And then at 1:30 at Leicester Public Library of Rome today, that'll be going on. We'll give you the dates and times for next week's as we get on Monday, we get back here and everything. And plenty of other stuff going on over there, Terry. I don't know when you guys have a chance to breathe. But where did you want to go next? Because there's so many things we can talk about.
Yeah, so we have going on, I guess, two things. One, our diaper drive ends this weekend. We are still accept diapers through Monday because it's a community-wide baby shower, so to speak, right? So we're collecting diapers, wipes, and creams from Mother's Day to Father's Day. And, you know, we've had a pretty good response so far, but of course we can always take more. Mm-hmm. This is our second year doing this, and this year we did expand to the Adams County part of our service area, so I do want to call that out. We are collecting diapers at our United Way office here in Wisconsin Rapids, but if you would like to give in Adams, you can make a drop of diapers at either of the libraries that we just referenced, Rome or Adams Friendship Library, and also at the county market in Adams Friendship. So you could drop items there, or certainly make a monetary donation for either area, and all of those dollars will be used to purchase diapers to add to what the distribution will be. So we'll be looking to distribute diapers probably not next week, but the following week to WIC in Adams County, and then here in Southwood County to the Family Center, to Focus, and to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center. So we will have, lots of fun social media posts with our diaper drops, but we do encourage people, get involved, drop off diapers. We are at the office till 4:00 today, and then again Monday 8:30 to 4:00, where you can make drop-offs, or monetary donations can be made online at uwswac.org.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. It's a great impact you can make on our community, just as simple as diapers. And I certainly want to remind everybody about Striking Out Hunger, Terry.
Yeah, United We Can is next week, Tuesday. So our local teams will be building food sculptures at the Rafter game. So they build during the day from 10 to 4. And then we encourage you to come on out, join us for the game, 6:35 game at Witterfield. And you can see all the food sculptures, which is super fun. We've got a good number. I believe there's 9, and then there'll be 10 with the McMillan library folks come and they just build something out of the cans that are donated. So that's pretty challenging, right? Like you have to just roll with what you have.
Very challenging.
We do encourage you to bring a food donation. So if you make a donation, you can get a free ticket to the game, a free bleacher seat. But also, just the idea of, making a donation. So if you can bring some canned goods, again, just a reminder to folks, these are non-expired. We can't pass along expired food to the pantry. So please make a donation if you are able. Our friends from McMillan Memorial Library will be building a sculpture out of those just for fun. You get to vote on your favorite sculpture. So community choice based on size. We've got some smaller sculptures, less than 500 cans. And then we've got large ones over 500. Of course, just looking forward to the fun of this event and a great night out at the ballpark.
It's going to be a blast. We'll meet you there at Winterfield. We'll be talking more about this next week as we get a gear up for it and everything, and as we have been getting ready for it. I know that we've had a lot of the community reaching out and asking how they can be a part of things, and as Terry was saying, especially if you haven't put a team together or something like that, you can still come to the game, bring a non-perishable food item, and there is always ways outside of just this day to impact this great cause.
For sure, and if you're able to attend the game, we also get the opportunity for two ways to raise money around hunger, and that is a 50-50 raffle, so that's always fun. You could win half. The other is we get to do what's called a miracle minute. So we get to pass buckets and collect people's, maybe it's their spare change or a couple dollar bills if you're willing to throw those in. So that'll be happening during the game as well.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. Again, you can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And be certain to follow the United Way on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Terry, I mentioned thanking Miss Kitty and everything, but I appreciate you too, because you have been a big help and a big opportunity for me to be able to do a lot of things that I've wanted to do in the community. Through our relationship, I've been able to do the United We Can event and some of those things. And I don't know if I've ever really I've shown how much I appreciate that and everything. Well, here at over at our sister station WIRI, we got new sunglasses, and these are yours, Terry.
Oh, good. Can I wear them at night?
Yes, you can wear them. Exactly. You saw exactly where I was was going with
I can
with
see
that.
Right through you. Wait till I put these x-ray vision goggles on.
Oh, that was great. You did. That was so good. You saw exactly where I was going with
I
that.
Love it. Thank you.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to head on over there, bookmark that page, and keep up to date on all the things that our United Way is doing in our community. And keep in mind, 2-on-1 is always a great reference for you. If you are especially new in town, I know we've had a lot of locals in the last year or two, or new people coming in, and this is one of the first things I'll tell them is 2-on-1, that's a great one. You need to know when garbage and recycling is in your neighborhood or something along those lines. The stuff that just can be hard to find sometimes, 2-on-1 can be a great resource.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we let taglines drop, and this is maybe old, but, you know, what we used to say for 2-on-1 is to give or get help. Mm-hmm. And it's still just very, very relevant, right? Yeah. Like if you have something maybe that you want to donate or you need help. And the other cool thing about our 2-on-1 is we answer calls for the Wisconsin Recovery Addiction Helpline as well. So that's a really important resource for members of the community that maybe are struggling with their own addiction, or, you know, the support person for someone who is struggling with addiction. So this is a service that is also offered through 2-on-1, and some of the 2-on-1 resource specialists or agents that answer the phone have specialized training in working through some of those challenges. So, you know, it can be as simple as what you said, when is recycling, but it also can be complex. Like, you know, there's someone in my home that struggles with addiction. Help us. So, you know, I think that if there is not a resource available through 2-on-1, they will tell you. We will track that so then we know what the unmet needs are. But, you know, those agents are really really specialized and truly, you know, caring to the bone, right? Like they are working so hard to find resources for people. So I do encourage you, if you have a need of any kind, to call 2-on-1.
UWSWAC.org website to go to. We'll be back and talking, doing some celebrating with our friends from El Cafe coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for Agriculture Night, Saturday, June 14th at 6:35. Presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center, Agriculture Appreciation Night features farming equipment, displays, and exhibits to show the impact of agriculture on our everyday lives. Specialty Ag Day jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game. Rafters Baseball Agriculture Night, June 14th at Winter Field, presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. If you're not able to make it this morning or anything, you, got, of course, got tonight because they got that famous Friday fish fry going on over there. Be sure to head on over there tonight for extended hours. And that is all great, but Saturday mornings, you got to check this out. Come one, come all. It is story time and the Teddy Bear Raffle with Kathy McGrath. That is going on from 10 to 10:45 tomorrow at El Cafe. Be sure to check it out, everybody, and have some fun with that one. That's going to be a good time.
Kathy's also one of our readers for Great Book Giveaway.
Of course, she is. She's great. Yeah. Head on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR, everybody. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. And, of course, you can message us as well. You can email, direct message us as well on our Facebook pages. And you can call up 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, which you want to keep handy because we got three more opportunities today for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. So be listening for that, everybody. Terry, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that one. And I need a one through four.
Wow, really? Yeah. Four.
Yeah. All right, gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating here. And first up, just one group to put the spotlight on, celebrating their 33rd anniversary, Dave and Patty Urban.
Happy anniversary.
You're our qualifiers, gang. Hope you guys have a great anniversary. Enjoy. Having an anniversary on a Friday seems like a nice one. That seems like a good fit right there.
Feels like a whole weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. And celebrate 33 years all weekend long, Dave and Patty. And on Saturday, wish a happy birthday to Jamie Sheraton.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Enjoy the day, Jamie. And to our qualifier, Ash Rebecca.
Happy birthday.
She has performed here a couple of times with us on Director's Playhouse and here in studio. Anna plays music. It's great. She's wonderful. Very talented artist. And then we take a look at Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and to everybody missing their dads out there. We wish you a great one. We want to wish a very happy birthday on Sunday to Civic Media's own Thomas Weaver.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom. Enjoy the day. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Jody Cook.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Enjoy the day, Jody. And then we have two special ones here, Terry. We have celebrating their 40th anniversary, Gary and Pamela Shaw.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 40th, you two. We wish you guys a great one. And also celebrating their 40th anniversary, Greg and Deanne Johnson.
Happy anniversary.
Now, we have a note here. Thank you, Pam, for putting this on here. Greg and Deanne and Gary and Pam were married at the same church, separate ceremonies. That's a busy day.
No kidding.
That's a very busy
day. I was just thinking, I just helped with a wedding at our church last weekend, and it's a lot doing one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And I wasn't even part. I mean, I was like just helping from the church standpoint. So
that's a wonderful one. Happy 40th, you guys. 40th anniversary is a Ruby anniversary, keeping that in mind. But then our qualifier today.
Wait, was that directed towards the guys?
Just a quick note in there. Trying to help them out. And then our qualifier for Sunday is Carol Romansky, mother of Deanne Johnson, whose wedding anniversary is June 15th.
So, yeah. And Carol actually used to work for us at United Way for over 30 years, and Deanna would pop in. So
great is
awesome.
That? You can't plan this stuff. That's
happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
What a great day.
Wishing you guys a great one, and enjoy Sunday, everybody. That's going to be fun. Let's take a look at who you share your birthdays with. For today, Aaron Taylor Johnson is 35. Quicksilver, he's been in a couple of different things, but a number of people have him in mind for the next James Bond, and we will see if that happens. Or not. I think he'd be a perfect fit for it. I think he'd be a good fit, but we'll see. I like him. He's a very good actor. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen are 39 today.
No way.
Wow. Wow. Their sister Elizabeth Olsen is a Scarlet Witch in the MCU. She's been a little bit more of a star lately, but Mary Kate and Ashley will always be stars. I don't know if they're that will ever fade down.
Right. And I don't know if they could ever. I mean, they can, but in my head, like they can never get away from Full House.
Yeah, there's certain especially for certain child actors. I heard Drew Barrymore say once that there are fans that still talk to her about E.T. So, you never know. Kat Dennings is 39 today. You know her from Two Broke Girls, 40-year-old virgin. She's been in a couple of things. She's in the Thor movies. I like her. She's good. Speaking of the Thor movies and the Marvel Universe, Captain America is 44 today. Chris Evans. Such a good actor. Such a good actor.
Yeah.
I mentioned it every year on his birthday. He's got some good stuff, but the movie Puncture, it is based on a real story. He plays a very troubled lawyer in it, and it's based on a true story, and it's one of the most perfect and impactful movies I'll ever see in my life.
I was worried you were going to say it was like a horror movie when you said it was Puncture on Friday the 13th.
It's based on a true story of especially what was happening in still still is happening in ERs around the country with needles, and where there are ER nurses and doctors trying to deliver these needles and they break. They don't puncture, or they puncture them and can carry, pass on a disease or some of these things. The movie is all focused on this, and these conglomerates who would not do the right thing by people and by their customers. It's an important movie, and one of the top 10 movies I will recommend to people. Like, if you are only going to watch a couple of movies, this is one
of
them.
And he's in it.
And he is not only in it, it's the best acting you'll ever see from him. And he's good. He doesn't do bad work. But that performance of his is criminally underrated. It's a great movie. Let's see here. Rivers Cuomo is 55, lead singer of Weezer, and one of the main contributors to not only that band, but that genre of music, really. Ali Sheedy is 63. I love Ali Sheedy. I didn't see this before. Member of the Rat Pack, Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, Short Circuit, but I will mention War Games. That was my favorite of hers back in the day. That's where I loved Ali Sheedy, man. I still do. She's great. Tim Allen is 72. Arr. I can't do with Tim's he's a growl.
Why aren't there reruns of that show anywhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. Wow, yeah.
You know,
it's definitely in syndication, or it should be in syndication.
And totally family friendly. Absolutely. You know, like I just...
Oh, it's a fun show.
Wow,
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
No, me either. But I was just, when you said that, I was like, you know, why isn't that on?
And we don't, Tim Allen, I don't know that he gets the credit he should. Like, going from where he did, taking a bit of a bit character, and back in the day, and the time in stand-up when he was doing stand-up, you had to have a bit. You had to have something. And he had an original one and spun that into, obviously, Home Improvement and everything. But not just that, spun it into the Buzz Lightyear character and doing voiceover work, the Santa Claus movies where he plays Santa Claus, and obviously, you know, he's had a couple of other TV shows. Speaking of Kat Dennings, he has a show with her right now. I think it got turned into a second season. So I believe this is like his fourth TV show that has been successful or moderately successful. All of that and a rough background. You know, he didn't have it necessarily easy going into this industry and really didn't have a lot of connections or anything like that. So I don't think I've really, even myself, I've taken a second to be like, dang, Tim Allen, man, nice work, pretty good career. And still going at 72 as well. One of the best actors you'll ever see, Stellan Skarsgård is 74, Swedish actor, Bootstrap Bill in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Eric and Thor in the Avengers movies, just killed it on Andor. Just an incredible actor. And Malcolm McDowell is 82 today, another great actor as well. And we take a look quickly at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, Steffi Graf is 56. Loved watching Steffi Graf back in the day. Tennis star. Remember back in 93, her and Monica Seles had a great run. And then, of course, that ended with what happened to Miss Seles. But Steffi Graf is one of my favorite tennis players to watch. She was awesome. Yasmine Bleeth is 57. I believe she was on Saved by the Bell, I think she was.
Yeah, I think so.
I know she was on Baywatch and stuff. Boy George is 64 on Saturday. That's
only
a big one. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yeah. Boy George is younger than Tim Allen. That seems odd.
That's weird, because don't you feel like in the 80s...
It doesn't seem right.
In the 80s, wasn't Boy George like 55 in the 80s?
It feels like he was old. He feels like he was at least in his 30s in the 80s, yeah. And he doesn't seem like he aged. Like, I mean, because it's the makeup or something, I don't know. I mean, and to be honest, I don't pay a whole ton of attention. I don't mean that in a mean way, I just haven't. But
he's well-preserved.
Hey, he had a heck of a career. And still, he's still working and everything. And then Sunday birthdays, Neil Patrick Harris is 52 on Sunday. Great all-around talent.
Yeah.
Leah Remi is 55. King of Queens, Kevin Can Wait.
I like her.
I love her work. Oh, if I am casting a sitcom that's traditional, you got your man, woman, that kind of thing, and you know, you got the bigger guy and the prettier,
the
wife.
Little petite.
Yes,
but she packs a punch. You know what I mean? Like
Leah Remi every single time.
I agree.
Number one choice. I would put Kathy Sigal in there as well, but Leah Remi probably is going to get my vote. Ice Cube is 56 on Sunday. Another one of those amazing careers, just all over the place. Courtney Cox is 61 on Sunday. Friends and so many other shows that she has been a part of. Great actor. Helen Hunt is 62 on Sunday. Love Helen Hunt.
I like her,
incredible
too.
Incredible actor. Mad About You, As Good As It Gets.
About Twister?
Twister, yes, Twister. Good
I
one.
Like
yes,
her in that.
Yes,
I don't...
She's good in that. And then also, let's see here. Jim Varney would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. And born in 1949, he was Ernest. All the Ernest movies, I don't know anybody in our generation, no matter where you grew up or where you lived, you watched the Ernest movies. Like, I know
that is by choice or force, you watched them.
Absolutely, 100%.
They were on, but right?
I kid you not, even in the South Side of Chicago, you had kids watching the Ernest movies and everything. Those are just, and so much of it is because Jim Varney. He was so good. He was so talented. And of course, went on to do voices, the Slinky Dog in the Toy Story movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And good voice actor as well. He was Farmer Fran in the Waterboy. I loved his part in that. He was
That's really good.
He was really good in that. And one of my favorites of all time, Waylon Jennings, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1937. The reason that we talk about a genre of country music as outlaw is because of Waylon Jennings. In my book.
I've seen him.
Johnny Cash is my guy. I'm not saying anything against Man in Black, but Johnny Cash, I feel like, was brought in with outlaw country because of just who Johnny was. Waylon was, is the definition of outlaw country.
Yeah.
And just one of the greats. And I did not mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. Sorry. You're good. No, I was like, I lost my thought. But we've seen him a few times, but toward the end, like, I saw him once for sure, maybe twice, but performing with his wife, with Jeff C. Coulter. Wow. And there was just a sweetness to it because he was declining in health already, but still playing, you know.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool, too, to see that dynamic.
That's so awesome. Just seeing him in general, but seeing him like that.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's, you know, and some of these artists, while it'd be really cool to see him in their prime or when their hit song comes out, I feel fortunate, like, seeing, like, George Carlin in his last tour. There's something to be said about that, too. That is a really... I'm going to pick your ear about that one. You see, I didn't know you saw Waylon.
You want me to re-sing it for you?
Yeah, we'll do that.
No, you don't.
We'll come back with the LCA... We say a big thank you to El Cafe, and we'll come back with Culver's Star of the Day right here on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man has been arrested in Nacoosa in connection to the April death of Sarah Wilkinson. On Monday, Nacoosa police arrested 53-year-old Paul J. Hardwick. Hardwick has been booked into the Wood County Jail on charges of first-degree reckless homicide and possession with intent to deliver cocaine and THC, among other charges. On April 1st, Nacoosa police responded to a call for an unresponsive female. They found 41-year-old Sarah M. Wilkinson. First responders attempted to save her life, but Wilkinson could not be revived. A search warrant found illicit drugs in the home where Wilkinson was found. The primary cause of her death is believed to be from ingesting drugs she obtained from Hardwick. Hardwick is being held on a $25,000 cash bond. His initial appearance is scheduled for June 16th at 1:30 p.m. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief in support of California's lawsuit to block President Donald Trump from federalizing and deploying the National Guard. The coalition argues that President Trump's memo federalizing the National Guard gives him unlimited authority to deploy the Guard of any state for a period of 60 days. They claim the action is unlawful and could prevent states from deploying their National Guards in response to natural disasters and assisting in drug enforcement operations. Property owners in the area may see Davies Tree Service crews working to trim tree limbs close to power lines. Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission says these professional tree trimmers are performing a critical task to help prevent power outages during high winds or storms. This dangerous job should only be handled by trained professionals, so don't attempt it yourself. Watch for the orange workers ahead sign and orange traffic cones surrounding the Davie Tree Service equipment and crews as you travel in the area. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers battle the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game 2 of the 4-game series tonight as the Crew host the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the 6th before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that, started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration, and I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join The Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song.
Woo!
Yeah, changing up a little bit. And if you can get it right and you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win an adult and kids meal from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. A big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We appreciate them being a part of the things here at the station, the community, like they have for so very long.
This is going to be a fast one.
Yeah, this should be a fast one right here. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Tell us what game show this is.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I'm a little surprised.
Me too.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go ahead. See if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Price is Right.
Yay! Yes! Nice job.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Make it official. There we go. Are you a fan of The Price is Right, sir?
Yeah, I've been watching it for many, many years. Yeah, even Bob Barker and all those guys. Yeah,
it's a good one. It's a great one. I think it's the one that I'd want to be on if I could be on any game show. I think that's the one I would want to be on. I think the one I'd be afraid to be on is Jeopardy. There's one or two categories I'd be good at. The rest of them, I'm just like,
wouldn't that be horrible? Like, yeah. There's six categories and you know one.
I'm the guy. I'd be the guy on Jeopardy. Can I call a friend, sir? That's the wrong show. That's, you can't do that on this show. But I want to call somebody.
So you would do better with the shell game,
yes,
to know which one the little ball,
yeah,
is under.
Yes, yeah, yeah, that would be a good, yeah, one. Is there one of the games or one of the things that you enjoy about Price is Right?
A Blinko, I guess.
Yeah, Blink. I knew there would be
that
one.
Was always, yeah, a big,
that's
thing.
A good,
remember,
one.
Like
a good one.
30 years ago when that was, you always waited for Blinko to come on because it was the biggest prize.
It was awesome. Yes,
or potentially
right,
the biggest prize.
Forgot about that part. Well, sir, we know you and you know us. You can come on by anytime and pick this up, okay?
All right. Yeah, finally got something that I've been trying for a couple years now, and you haven't been getting in there and get close to, so I'm happy.
All right. Okay, I'm glad you got one here. All right, that's great. You've been calling here for years, so we appreciate it. It's good that you got some winning then. That's awesome. Thanks a lot for listening and playing along. We'll talk soon. And be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be a star of the day, everybody. We appreciate you guys, and certainly a big, big, big thank you to our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Visit them this weekend. It's a perfect weekend to get some Culvers in your life. Be listening next week for another opportunity to win some free Culvers in our star of the day.
This is the chef of love, Chef Jannard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Damp and dreary today with mostly cloudy skies and cooler highs only reaching the mid-60s. It's breezy too. Chances for showers and storms continue through tonight, become more scattered tomorrow, allowing us to get a little warmer to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Got to have the 80s playing us.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
You have to. It's a Friday, 80s Friday. That's what we do around here. Big thank you to everybody that tried to call in and certainly our winner for the Culver Star of the Day. We appreciate you guys so much. Going to have some more fun next weekend. I have another game show for you. We'll kind of, I like to do this in the summer, have game show theme songs. So a little tease to you out there. Bone up on your game show themes.
Yeah, hop on the game show network and see what you know.
The other reason I chose that, for that one in particular to kick things off is because Bob Barker, as our caller mentioned, our winner did, took over in 1972 for the series and wrapped up his retirement was in June of 2007. So it was on in this month back in 2007 that he retired and Drew Carey took over.
I loved that show when I was a kid. For real.
Yep.
Like, I think in the summers, I would even, remember when you slept in?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But I can remember like getting up, you know, like upper elementary age, like I'd get up at 10 o'clock in time to go, you know, like from my bed to the couch to watch Price is Right.
I love the show. It's probably the one that I watched the most growing up. I did like Let's Make a Deal and some of the other ones, but that was the one I watched the most. You just did something there that I never, especially when I was younger, and somebody who overthinks and all that stuff, even I never dreamed that I would be nostalgic about sleeping in. Like, that is not something ever would have.
Remember that?
A cartoon, a snack. Like, sure, nostalgic about certain things. Sleeping in is not one of the things I had on my list of that I would be nostalgic about.
I mean, but
you're so right.
It's reality.
100% right, though.
But we had to get up. I mean, like, we couldn't just call up shows like you can now. You know, mm-hmm. if you wanted to see it, you had to be up and watching it when it was on. Saturday morning cartoons.
And if you missed it, well, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, if you were really lucky, maybe you caught a rerun in the summer. But with game shows, there were no reruns or anything. So we're going to be talking a lot about Father's Day in the next couple of hours, gearing up for that. But today is also a big one. It is the only Friday the 13th of the year. So if you believe in like superstitions and those kind of things, maybe this is a good thing to you, or maybe it doesn't matter to you. A month has a Friday the 13th only if the month begins on a Sunday, and that's only happening once in 2025. The next Friday the 13th will be in February of next year.
That is crazy.
It's weird to think of.
I always feel like there's usually two.
At least two.
And then it's always weird. I mean, like the best one is when it falls in October, right? For whatever reason, because of Halloween. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It just fits.
Like when it falls with a full moon.
Yeah.
Because every once in a great while that happens.
It does seem to. For what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't really care about the date today. When people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said it's probably or definitely not unlucky. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. They're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. 16% of men say that they are very superstitious compared to just 2% of women. That is a big gulf right there. I never would have thought of that.
I mean, superior intelligence.
That does come into play. by the way, I'm not arguing that. Krispy Kreme has a promotion today only where customers can receive a dozen original glazed donuts for 13 cents with the purchase of any dozen at the regular price as well. So that's not a bad deal.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, if I was a business like that, I would definitely be, any days like this, I would be finding promotions and different things to do. I think that's really smart. I am... So I've had this conversation with my mother quite a bit and everything, because my mom is literally, I'm not just saying this to, I know how I joke about my mother and my Jewish mother and a lot of those jokes, but this, I could not be more serious about this. She is literally the smartest person I have ever known. She has got a genius IQ. She is incredibly intelligent, and she also is very superstitious, and it throws me. It just throws me, because she could be so logical and so, you know, sense oriented, and then there are things like, Mom, what are you doing? Oh, I'm throwing some salt over my shoulder.
But do you think being her kid, you just expect her to always have a voice of reason?
There is that.
You know what I mean? Like you don't always have that. This. You're like, wait a minute. What is my mother doing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like you just assume it's a, like just, I don't know, like your generation mm-hmm. thing. Like you don't think that you're adult responsible, reasonable parent is doing the same.
And it's interesting you mentioned generations, because I did just a little bit of homework on this one. I didn't do a deep dive, but we've seen superstitions and the numbers for that going down and down throughout the generations. And with this current generation, there's very little to no superstition. I thought maybe some of this had to do with the information age and, well, is a black cat really unlucky if it crosses my path? Well, I'll just go to the Googler and I'll look it up and everything. You know? So for a lot of that age group, I wonder if this stuff is going to be around much longer or anything. And I mean, I don't think that this is one of those things. For everything that we, you know, bark about, oh, it ain't like the old days or whatever. I don't know if this is one of those things that's good or bad or whatever. It just is, you know?
Yeah,
Some stuff just is.
But, you know, you talk about superstitions, I mean, because we're on the superstitions, right? Mm-hmm. You brought up the salt and the cat.
Yeah.
Do you ever walk under a ladder? No. Oh,
No.
You walk around it.
You do. You do. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I mean, whether you're declared superstition or not.
Absolutely. Oh, the one that gets me, Terry, my because of my mom, is the salt one. That's why. Because I'm pretty good about none. She did such a number on my brain with that stuff. If anybody around me knocks over salt, I will take a pinch and throw it over my shoulder. I will also try to do it where nobody knows I'm doing it. Because
so you're like doing like.
Yeah. Oh, I got this dirt on my shoulder. Something. Yeah. Yep. Throw it over there. Yeah. I've gotten really good at it. I've gotten really. The trick is to do the shoulder this farthest away. That's the way to do it. And I want to hear from you guys out there. Are you superstitious? Are you not? Call up. Let us know. 715-424-2600. You can always text us or call us through the Civic Media app. So that is interesting, but it also kind of leads into here. So why you feel a little weird on Friday the 13th? Where does that come from? Whether you are superstitious or not? It's the unofficial holiday for blaming everything on bad luck, Friday the 13th. And even if you don't think you're superstitious, this day can mess with your head. And you kind of just touched on this a little bit, Terry. There's even a term in it for psychology. It's called illusionary correlation. Illusionary correlation. That's our tendency to make connections between unrelated things or events. So spilling coffee on yourself on your way to work gets blamed on being an unlucky day and not on the, you know, pothole that you hit on this in the street.
Well, it's still unlucky.
It's still unlucky. Psychologists say that when life feels bad or chaotic, we look for something to blame, and superstition gives our brain that thing to blame. I've actually talked about this a little bit with the therapist I've worked with and stuff, and it's something that my brain and a lot of brains tend to do, especially if you have OCD or certain, you know, mental health things, where your brain is connecting all the time. There's another form that we all have where you try to you see faces in things. Maybe the best example is your sink. Where it looks like the two handles are eyes and the nose, and that the sink is a nose.
The faucet.
The faucet is a nose, yes. Our brains tend to look for faces in things, too. And this all, like everything else, goes back to fight or flight. And back in, you know, when we're first learning to walk upright and everything, and our brains, we got to survive. We got to keep the human species alive. So everything is life or death in that. Well, nowadays, obviously, it's not the case. But over evolution, over time, our brains are still looking and still that, you know, prehistoric brain in many ways. So we're looking for reason. We're looking for, well, where did this come? There has to be a reason for this. And our brains are constantly looking for that. I think the more we understand this stuff, the better we can be with superstitions or things that might hold us back. Because life is meant to be lived. And I don't think that anything should really be holding you back. At the same time, I'm not going to tell anybody how to live. If you're comfortabler in living in a more superstitious world or whatever the case might be, or just that even the simplest of, well, everything happens for a reason. That's something my mom believes very, very thoroughly. And if that gives you comfort, good on you. I don't see any problem with that as long as it ain't hurting you.
I think sometimes, too, though, isn't it just a way to just let something go, too? You know, yeah, like you said, like the spilling the coffee. Oh, okay, so it's a, you know, bad day, or you blame it on whatever, and then you can just move on from it instead of obsessing about it.
I know some people don't like the phrase. I know it can be corny, but sometimes it just is what it is. It really is. You just
totally.
That's the way it is. That's kind of interesting, though. It's something that most people, if you aren't superstitious, even if you feel. So I thought that was kind of a wild part of it. As we are gearing up for Father's Day, of course, we are not the only ones. Plenty of businesses out there doing a very similar thing. A lot of promotions going on for Father's Day as we're gearing up for it and everything. And Natty Light is in on this. Natural Light designed a workbench for the garage that folds up onto the wall and becomes a dartboard.
Oh, fun.
It's the ultimate hybrid. It's a workbench and a dartboard. It works like a Murphy bed, but it's for dads who want their garage to be a workplace and a man cave.
So I'm wondering, when does the stuff get cleaned off the workbench to be able to fold it up?
Winter. Yeah.
Does it, though?
Well, in theory. At least that's what we tell ourselves. Oh, I'll get to it winter. I don't need the garage till winter. I don't need it till winter. So we'll just wait until then. At least that's what I've done. I know my father's very guilty of it. When it's open, it's a workbench where you can fix stuff and store tools. When it's folded, there's a dartboard with two built-in beer holders right next to it. You can sign up online for a chance to win it, but you can go over there. Oh, wait, let me make sure I get the website here right. Food and Wine is the one that did the article. I want to see where the...
Where can you register?
What is the Natty Light Web? Oh, CDN Builder. Oh, that can't be it.
Because it looks pretty cool.
Naturallight.com.
It'd be pretty fun to win.
Natural. I wasn't sure if they had that full name marked as their website. Naturallight.com is the website. So I want to show Terry this a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks cool.
I don't even know if you'd have to use it as a workbench. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of a fun add-in.
Yeah. It's not too big. So even if you have your garage the way you like it, I think you can fill this in there. And they were taking some heat online that they didn't put like a bunch more, like, you know, I don't know, colors and different things on it. That looks like it could be for any guy.
But it's their logo. It's what would you have them do?
I like that they kind of, they do a little bit more of a, that looks like something me and my dad would make. But professionally, you know, so maybe not something my father and I would make. But it looks, you know.
It's funny because all of those compartments are quite square. You're sure you would make that?
No. And they used all the same wood. My father and I would never do that. We're going to use this 2x4, this piece, and, you know, we're going to make a Frankenstein, you know, dartboard. That's pretty cool.
It's neat.
That's pretty nice. I like that. As far as like the perfect hybrids for dads, this is really good. But I was showing it to my dad and everything, and right away my dad's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but Jimmy, you remember when the recliner used to have a cooler in it? There was a stretch there where when Lazy Boys were really popular, and people would spin off of that, and they had like you had a refrigerator attached to the chair, and there was all these different things, and it just got way out of hand. There was like almost too much going on. Like, how could we make it so that you never have to get up again?
Like, the idea of getting up out of the chair once in a while is a good one.
It's a good thing. It's a good
circulation
thing.
Is important. It's very little important. Exercise.
That's why we have commercial breaks. That's why we see stretch. It's a stretch. That's the whole reason. I don't know. I'm interested to see who gets that one. And what about dad gifts, Terry? That's a big one right now. If you have already gotten him the tie, that's fine. But if you're not, you know, you're not sure what to get dad or something like that, we can help you out. Google looked at the top trending Father's Day gifts we've been searching for over the past month. Here are the top 10, no particular order. Grills. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brother and sister and I were thinking of getting my dad a new grill because his is just done. It's done.
Charcoal or gas?
Charcoal.
Or a griddle.
Oh, charcoal. Charcoal. Yeah. Definitely charcoal. If I want to stay in the family, charcoal. And he just doesn't want to let it go, though. No, it still works. And he's got...
Yeah. Or you get him the new one, but then he's still using the old one.
Yes. So we're pushing it off until next year.
Yeah.
We're looking at it then. Engraved cutting boards.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. I mean, I've seen that a lot more lately, so it's kind of cool.
Watches. A watch isn't a bad idea. Dartboard. We just covered that. Dartboards are pretty good. A watch case.
A what?
They got watches and a watch case as two separate things. That's not right. You can't do that. Now they're just trying to fill out 10. They had 8 or 7, and now they're just trying to fill it to 10. I don't know about that. Tennis shoes. So gym shoes or sports shoe, you know, or but everyday shoes maybe.
I don't know. My experience is that kind of the dads, my dad, my husband, you know, are not really active shoppers. I mean, I know plenty of men who are, but I'm just saying that might be a good thing to replace.
No, I think that's a great point. whether it's maybe not tennis shoes particularly, but we all know that there are stuff that our dads just are not going to replace until they absolutely have to. So maybe, you know, getting ahead of that and stuff, giving them something new.
I mean, that's better than a watch case.
Yes. I love it. Here's a watch case. Well, there's no watch in there. I got you the case. Get the watch yourself. What is that? Swim trunks are on the list as well. That's something I could
maybe
see.
Something that needs to also be replaced.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I just did that last year. I had not bought a pair of swimming, like something to swim in ages. So I just did that last year. Golf bags. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sunglasses. I actually think that's a pretty good one. My dad seems to lose his left and right, so I think that's a pretty good one. And personalized socks.
Yeah, that's a thing. I've been seeing that a lot.
Heard that one.
Like, it's kind of a cute, funny thing. I don't know when they wear them, although I do see a lot of professionals, you know, like dressed up maybe in slacks and dress shoes that have socks that have some kind of pattern on them or something like that. But I've been seeing online a lot of personalized socks, like you put your kids' face is on the socks.
Yeah.
kind of fun.
And you know, I got nothing. There is very few things that I would say would be a bad gift for dad. And there's nothing you're going to give dad that he's not going to love and appreciate. But I just real would throw in there, not every year it's got to be a gag gift. We try to do this thing with my dad where gag gift, next year good gift. Now, you know, and vice versa and stuff. Just to let
where
the
are
guy,
you putting the watch case?
Off the list. They mentioned something on here that I wanted to. There's things to do as well, like car shows, comedy shows, barbecues, just experience, time, spending time with your dad, doing something like that, I think is going to mean more than anything.
Well, and you know, I've struggled with this for a few years now because you just, at some point, what do you get,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm also not opposed to cash is king, right? Like, I have no problem. My dad has a June birthday and Father's Day.
Oh yeah.
And at some point, you know what I mean? Like, there's been few things that he's mentioned about around the house. Like, he wanted a new service door on the garage. So one year we just all threw in on that and actually installed it. You know what I mean? Like, actually did the project. So like, there's stuff like that. But then there's also like, you know, throw a little cash in the card and say, hey, get your, you know what I mean? Get what you want.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to do it, especially, and hopefully that, you know, that makes them do something for themselves.
Because you buy the grill when they're still going to use the old grill.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same thing with almost anything on this list.
I try to be listening for cues all the time, right? I need blah, blah. It's like, okay, got it.
It's my dad is so much harder than my mom. So I'm so with you on this. Yeah. Like, any opportunity year round that he mentions one little thing that he's looking for, he likes or something like that. Like, yeah, I guess I'll tell you exactly. He knows exactly what I'm getting. He wants cards. He wants football cards.
But I mean, let's be real. We've got Christmas and birthday and Father's Day. Well, and it's like, what? Wah, wah, wah.
You got to double tap this month. My dad's birthday is next month. So I at least get a couple weeks off here and everything. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on this.
CBS News Special Report. Iranians calling for revenge in the streets of Tehran after Israeli warplanes hit nuclear and military sites overnight. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
The key targets included the Natanz nuclear enrichment facility. Top military leaders and nuclear scientists were killed.
U.S. officials say they're shifting military resources in the Middle East in response. CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president this morning says there is still time to make this slaughter come to an end. Iran must make a deal before there's nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire.
A plea from the United Nations spokesperson Alessandra Vellucci.
The Secretary General asks both sides to show maximum restraint, avoiding at all costs a descent into deeper conflict, a situation that the region can hardly afford.
Dow down 698 in response. CBS News special report.